Hi, Steve Chiotakis here. Just wanted to let you know that KCRW continues to run gavel-to-gavel coverage of President Donald Trump's impeachment trial live from the United States Senate. And while that's going on, we're going to be doing a shortened version of Greater LA, available by podcast. We'll be back in full force once the trial is over, but now, Greater LA. You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places and sounds of Southern California. That's either an earworm for you, and for that I'm sorry, or you're at the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. Millions of people trek to this place every single year. And actually, it's more than one place. As you know, there's Disneyland in Anaheim, there's Disney World in Orlando, there are other parks around the world. But navigating each park, every attraction, every food stop, every parade, that is not for the faint of heart. So enter the 2020 Disney Parks Moms Panel. 14 women and men that help folks plan their Disney vacation so every moment at the park or on a Disney cruise is spent in the best way possible. The most efficient way, sure. Each panelist is the expert in their designated area, and one of those folks, Tiffany Sojourner, is the Disney Parks Mom at Disneyland in Anaheim, and she joins us right now. Tiffany, thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations. This is new, right? You were just chosen.
Thank you. Yes. So I am part of the class of 2020. We were notified in late October, and I just began my term the 1st of January.
You beat out a lot of people to be selected for this. How did you become the expert on Disneyland in Anaheim?
Well, I've been going to Disneyland almost my whole life. I started going with my mother and younger sister as a child. When I got older, in my early 20s, I would go with my boyfriend, and I've gone ever since. So I go to Disneyland quite a bit. I don't know if I am, I mean, I guess I'm an expert now that I've made it to the panel, but I do have a lot of knowledge, I would say, about Disneyland.
Well, tell me how you said you remember going as a kid, and you've gone a lot. What are the things that you need to know in this kind of realm? I mean, what are you expected to know?
Well, the interview process is a three-part process. The first round was a series of short answers that you had to give to questions. So they asked us things like information about staying on property, what we would recommend for different times of the year, and explaining certain services like PhotoPass and MaxPass. So you had to answer those types of questions. And then the second round was some more questions, a little bit about me, and a video submission answering a question on tape.
So if I were to ask you, Tiffany, where can I find the Dole Whip? You're going to tell me exactly where to go, right?
Absolutely, yes. And the first thing I would tell you is to make sure you download the Disneyland app, because that's going to tell you where all of the food locations are, including Dole Whip.
What about the application process? Was it hard?
The process was intense, I would say, because it is three rounds and they make cuts as the rounds progress. So waiting to hear if you made it to the next round. I tried to just be myself and use the knowledge that I had, and I guess my personality won out.
I mean, did you, you know, I think about taking exams or even mm-hmm. filling out an application, right? And you get
yes.
a little nervous, your heart starts beating a little fast, and you're doing some cramming, some studying. Is that what happened here? I mean, how nervous were you for this?
So for the first round, I actually just submitted everything within an hour of the application opening. I didn't put much thought into it. Kind of just, like I said, I was myself. I talked about things that I knew and sent it off with no expectations. So when I found out that I made it to the second round, obviously I was very excited. I put a little bit more time into that round, especially because I had to submit a video. So that took a little bit of time. I'm no technology expert, so I had to work on that. And then the third round was a phone interview. And so I would say that was the round that made me the most nervous, was talking on the phone with people from Disney who know all about Disney. Because it's one thing to talk to your friends and family who maybe visit once every couple of years. And of course, you're the expert. And because you go more often than they do, you know exactly what to do, where to go, what to say. But talking to, you know, people from Disney who that's what they do for a job, that was a little bit nerve-wracking, I would say.
You live in San Diego, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's not Anaheim. That's not, you know, I mean, it's Orange County adjacent, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the interesting thing is, I would say from the people who are on the panel with me, I probably go to a Disney park more often than many of them do, just because I do live in San Diego, which is about 90 minutes from Anaheim and Disneyland. So I go a couple times a month. And some of the panelists that are representing Walt Disney World, you know, live in completely different states. One of the panelists on our class of 2020, she lives in Wyoming.
So, oh, wow.
You know, I think your expertise in the Disney parks isn't necessarily how close you live. It's how familiar you are with the parks and, you know, how often you go and visit and vacation there.
You did, okay, so you went through the application process. You did these, you know, what, three interviews or three rounds of this process. What about training? I mean, are they training you how to do this? Is there anything specific that they're focusing on?
So we did attend a training last December in Orlando, and it was a training that we spoke to people from different departments and learned about the different specialties that they represent, such as Orlando offers something called the Magical Express. That is a transportation service that will pick you up from the airport and take you to your hotel. They also have a dining plan in Orlando, so we learned a lot about that. So we had people from different specialties come and speak to us, as well as we had a little bit of, you know, on the job training about, you know, answering questions specifically. And as far as Disneyland, we do have a training coming up at the end of this month that I'm going to be attending that I haven't done yet. But yes, there is definitely training and support offered when it comes to being in this role.
Tell us exactly what your job will be and what you're looking most forward to.
My job is there. You can go to the website, which is DisneyParksMomsPanel.com, and you can either search for information that you're looking for. So whether that be you are trying to figure out if you are allowed to bring your stroller, because there are, you know, regulations with the size of stroller you can bring. So maybe you're searching that, or maybe you want to know, you know, what is a good place for a couple to celebrate a romantic night together at the Disneyland Resort. You can search for that. If you're unable to find the answer that you're looking for, you can submit a question, and that is where I come in. So if you were to submit a question, I would personally answer that question for you.
You don't have to wear like the goofy ears, right? Or the Minnie Mouse bow tie, or, you know, the pink bow tie, or, I mean, is there a costume that goes along with this?
Well, when I go to the parks, you're never going to find me without mini ears on. So that is not a requirement, but that is my personal fashion statement. Is I love a good pair of mini ears, and there are many different ones to choose from. But as far as when I'm at my home answering questions, no, there's no dress code.
So what kind of perks are you talking about when you're doing something like this? Obviously, you're not getting paid for this, right? I think we need to underscore that.
Yes, no, this is not a paid position. We do receive compensation. We receive an all-expenses paid trip to a Disney park for myself plus three other people.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's what you're getting in return for being this Disney park mom representative, right?
Correct. And I feel that is more than enough payment. If you think about, you know, maybe Disney isn't everybody's, you know, favorite location or destination, but if you think about the favorite place that you love to travel to, and someone asking you to help other people plan their vacation to that special destination, and you're talking about a place that you love to visit, that you frequent often, and they're saying, if you help others experience what you've experienced, in return, we're going to send you on a vacation, all expenses paid. I think, you know, most people would accept that offer, whether it was Disney or somewhere else.
How long are you going to be doing this?
I am the class of 2020. So I just started in January and my term goes through December.
So for the entire year?
Correct. Yes.
Tiffany Sojourner. Congratulations to you, the Disney Parks mom of Disneyland in Anaheim and a wealth manager in San Diego. So that trip you're going to be doing a lot. But we do appreciate you joining us today, Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.